This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The date January 22, 1973, looms large in American history as the day the United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of abortion rights. Thus far, an estimated 55 million humans have been legally killed through abortion over 40 years' time. Each year since the Roe v. Wade ruling, Americans unite and hundreds of thousands of people gather for the March for Life. Reverend Christopher Esgit is a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor who resides in Alexandria, Virginia, near the U.S. Capitol of Washington, D.C. He says the March for Life has a history almost as long as Roe v. Wade.
It was founded by a woman named Nellie Gray in 1974, 1 year after the Roe v. Wade decision. And Nellie Gray was quite a remarkable woman. You could do a whole program just on her. She was in the Women's Army Corps back in World War II and went on to become a lawyer before the Supreme Court and was really just a very remarkable woman.
For 2013, the March for Life that Nellie Gray began has been moved to January 25th in order to accommodate the presidential inauguration events. Meanwhile, Pastor Esgit notes there has been growth in attendance for the rally over the past several years.
Historically, there have been around 250,000 people taking part in the march. However, the last couple of years, the estimates were more around the neighborhood of 400,000 people, and that's a huge group. It's difficult to estimate, and it's really quite striking because it gets almost no media coverage at all for such a major event.
Organizers and observers say the yearly gathering draws a literally growing segment of the population.
I'm always just amazed at what I see out there. There are massive amounts of youth. The pro-life movement is very young. The huge student groups, and it's really remarkable how enthused they are. They are singing, they are chanting, they are vibrant. They're really excited to be out there, and it's very positive.
The march culminates with a rally, including video presentations and speeches on the National Mall. Pastor Esgit's congregation will host a confessional Lutheran worship service prior to the march at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Virginia, a few miles away from the march location.
Not only do we hold this worship service, but then Emmanuel becomes kind of a staging ground for Lutherans heading to the march. The march is in D.C. itself, and we are just outside in Alexandria, but this becomes a close place to gather, to get warm, and then to coordinate for where we're going to be going and what we're going to be doing.
Reverend Christopher Esgit feels encouraged that Lutherans are joining the March for Life more and more each year, but says that the gathering could use a stronger confessional Lutheran presence.
To all the Lutherans listening, I would encourage you, if you can't attend this year, make plans to come next year, and let's stand along with the rest of the pro-life community and be involved in this. I think Lutherans really need to be involved. Normally, we don't get involved in political matters, but this is the civil rights issue of our day, and we really need to speak up about it.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.